Good morning. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. But I'm glad you're starting it with some yoga. Take a seat. Close your eyes. Let's begin by focusing on our breath. Feel the nice, even cadence of your inhalation and your exhalation. Perhaps you can even feel the differing energies. With the inhale, there's an expansiveness, an openness. With the exhale, a groundedness, a reflectiveness. Yoga is all about that bringing together of opposites. Inhaling and exhaling is only the beginning. Let's drop our head down now, let it roll from side to side. And then let's come together at center, bringing hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Inhale, let your prayer rise into the sky. Exhaling, circle down and around and back to your heart again for the next inhale. The inhale, lifting, expanding. The exhale, grounding, coming back to center. Union of opposites. One more time, circle the arms around and come back with your exhale to a prayer at the heart. And just feel that even cadence again. Breathing in and breathing out. Next inhale, circle your arms up into the sky and then with your exhale, fold forward, laying hands down onto the mat and then stepping the feet back as we step into downward facing dog. So now's a great time to take inventory of your body and your needs. Pushing away from your hands, let yourself lengthen. Feel within, where am I tight, where am I sore? Come onto your toes, step down with the feet one at a time. A little chance to explore and feel. Let's walk our hands back to our feet now, folding into a forward bend. Remember that anytime you want to adjust any pose to your body, please do. Everything customized to you and your needs. Walking hands forward again, return to downward facing dog. And then from here, set knees onto the floor, hips into the heels. And with your next inhale, drag your hands down your mat towards your body and then rise up onto the knees, reaching all the way to the sky. And exhale, come down, reach forward again. Continuing with the inhale, feel the rising and expanding. And with the exhale, the grounding, the reflection. Continue to flow to the cadence of your breath. And then we'll rise up one more time. And exhaling, fold into child's pose. Settle into it for a moment and remember that this child's pose is here for you whenever you'd like to stop and rest a moment. You're always welcome to come back here. Now toes curl into the floor, hips reach to the sky, and we're back to downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward, lay your left knee down onto the mat. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Let's flow, exhale, arms come down and back. And then inhaling, they reach to the sky again. One more inhale, the arms reach up. And with the exhale, hands come down to the mat, and we'll step the right foot back. Inhale, bring your shoulders over your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, shoulders reach back, heart reaches forward, cobra. And exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. Again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Toes again into the floor and hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward now. The right knee touches down. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, arms flow. The union of opposites, the right side, the left side. The inhale, the exhale. The expanding and the grounding. One more inhale reaches to the sky, and with the exhale, hands come down to the mat. Step the left foot back. Inhaling forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. And then once again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Toes turn to the floor and hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet now up to meet our hands. And with an inhale, we'll rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to the heart. And then drop hands to your sides. With an inhale, reach one arm forward and one arm back. And then exhale, bend the knees, swing the other way. Just swinging the arms back and forth, a little bend in the knees. Energizing. Both arms to the back now, and then both arms to the sky. Continue to bend the knees, swinging the arms down and up. And then come up one more time, circle the arms around and around. And then hands to a prayer. Step to the very front of your mat. Let's take a sun salutation. Inhale, reach up. Sunny, beautiful day. Exhale, sinking the hips down, chair pose. And then inhale, rise up again. Add a little bitty back bend here if you want to. And exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up, lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. And exhale, hands come to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we'll go back to downward facing dog, and our right leg is going to reach to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands down, step the left foot up to join the right. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, chair. And then inhale, right back up again, another curving back bend if you like. Exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, set hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Inhale, reach up, lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog, this time left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down and the right foot steps forward. Inhale, back into the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up, curve back again if you want. And exhale all the way down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhaling, let's set hands to the mat as we walk our feet back and step into downward facing dog. Take inventory again. Now hopefully feeling a little more open, a little warmer. We're ready now to step into our standing flows. So let's begin by reaching our right leg up to the sky. Step the right foot forward and the back foot flat. We begin with warrior one. So find the grounding of your feet and then reach your arms to the sky, the front knee lunging forward. Bringing together these opposites of the groundedness of the feet and the uplifting nature of the arms.
And the inhale and the exhale. Now bring hands to the heart. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. Exhale, circle the arms down and around. Step onto the right foot. Take the left foot off the floor as you reach arms forward and then into the sky. Tall, yet grounded. Drop arms down, circle around, step down and into chair pose. Hips down and back. And then rise up. Circle down and around. Step onto the left foot. Right foot comes off the ground. Circle arms down and around, chair pose. Once again, on each side, rise up. Step onto the right foot, arms down and around, left foot off the ground. Circle down and around, chair. And rise up. Circling the arms down and around, step onto the left foot, right foot off the ground. And then down and around, one more time, chair pose. Now rise up from chair. Exhale, dive all the way down. Take hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Keep feeling the steady cadence of your breath. And if at any time you lose the steady rhythm of your breath, or it becomes too quick, take a little break. Do a little less. Hands to the heart now, we're adding a twist. Take the right elbow across the left thigh. Keep the body lengthened as you twist around to the left. And you can spread your arms wide open or keep your hands in a prayer. You can drop your back knee down, whatever alterations feel right for your body. Unwind, twist, hands to the mat. Send the left leg to the sky behind you. Push way back out through the toes. And then bring the left knee under your body as you bring your shoulders right over your wrist. Drop your hips down into plank pose. And then left leg way back into the sky again. This time roll your hip open, point your knee to the ceiling. And then bring the knee back down and under your body again, forward to plank pose. And then left leg up to the sky, walk your hands back to the right foot, standing splits. And walk the hands forward. As we move through the vinyasa, you can choose to keep your left leg in the air or you can set it down to the mat. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back to downward facing dog. Reach your left leg up into the sky. And then step your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Grounded and uplifted. Inhaling and exhaling. Expanding and contracting. Take hands down to the mat and lay the back knee down. Set the top of the back foot onto the floor, hands to the heart. Once you feel nicely grounded here, let your heart begin to reach toward the sky. Listening to your body, go just to where it feels right. If this feels like the place you should be, stay right here. If you feel like there's a little more of a back bend available, you can reach your arms beyond your face into the curve of the back bend. Maybe linking the fingers together with a steeple pointing outward. And then hands come back down to the mat. Curl the back toes under, lift the right knee up, send the left leg to the sky behind you. Reach it out nice and long, straight and high. And then left knee under the body, come forward, plank pose.
Left leg back to the sky. Roll the hip open now. Left knee toward the ceiling. And then left knee under the body again. Plank pose. Left leg to the sky. Walk hands back to the right foot. Standing split. Walk the hands forward. And again, as we flow through the vinyasa, leg up or down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog, left leg still up in the sky. And take a big wide step forward with the left foot. Back foot flat down for warrior two. Spread yourself wide open. Feel the expanding and the contracting of your breath. Inhaling, we spread wider. Exhaling, we ground deeper. Reach forward just a little bit, turn the left hand over, and then reach it across the sky, reverse warrior. Right hand drips down the right leg. And bend the left arm, laid across the left thigh. Right fingers to the sky as we enter side angle pose. Go to the depth that your own body craves. As you inhale, wider, taller. As you exhale, deeper, more grounded. Circle the top arm around toward the back. Brush against your back leg. Point to the ground, and then when the right hand faces straight ahead, straighten your left leg. Circle the right arm all the way back into the sky, and we're in triangle pose. Inhale and exhale. Expand and deepen. And then take both hands down to the mat. Go ahead and turn your feet around so they're oriented to the front. And then step the left leg back into the sky again. Reach all the way out nice and long through the left toes, pushing away from your hands. And then left knee under the body, come forward, plank pose. Back into the sky again. Roll the hip open this time, left knee faces the ceiling. And then left knee under the body, come forward again, plank pose. Left leg to the sky, walk hands back to the right foot, standing splits. And then walk hands forward again. And once again through the vinyasa, leg up or down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back to downward facing dog, left leg into the sky. And one more time, step your left foot forward. Walk your hands around to the long side of the mat this time. And then hands to the thighs, lifting up to stand. Circle arms up into the sky, and as hands come to a prayer, turn your toes to the corners of your mat. Bring the prayer to your heart and sink down right here in the center. In this grounded, centered pose, pay deep attention to your exhalation, that grounding part of your breath. Now rise up. As your prayer reaches the sky, turn toes around to the long side of your mat again, and then sweep hands behind your back. Fingers linked together, roll your shoulders back, let your heart rise up. And in this rising and expanding pose, pay close attention to your inhalation. And then tip the hips forward as you fold down. And drop hands down to the ground. Walk hands around to the front of your mat, shifting your feet as you go, perhaps stepping the back foot in a little bit. And with feet grounded, stand tall for pyramid pose. Straight up on tall legs, hands to the hips. Tip your hips forward and fold into this pyramid pose. Grounded. With your inhalation, lengthen through the back and spine. With your exhalation, feel the earth beneath you. Hands drop down to the ground. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Right hand around the left ankle. Spin your left arm to the sky in a twist. Unwinding the twist. Cross the left hand over your body to catch the right ankle. The twist now to the right. Unwind. Take an inhale all the way up. Hands come to the heart. Step your feet to hip distance. Let's open into a back bend now. Hands around to the low back where they'll make fists. Push down and rise up at the same time, rolling the shoulders back as you curve into your back bend. Inhalation, exhalation, expanding and grounding. Now rising up, hands come to the hips before the back bend into the forward bend. The exhilarating back bend, the calming forward bend. Inhale and exhale. Hands onto the mat, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale back, downward facing dog. Left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat. Warrior one. The left knee now lunging forward, arms to the sky. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, sink down. Hands come to the heart, step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, drop hands down and around, step onto the right foot, take the left foot off the ground. Circle around, chair pose. And rise up. Circle around, step onto the left foot, right foot off the ground. Circle around, chair pose. One more each side, rise up. Circle around, left foot off the ground. Circle around, chair. Rising up, step down with the left foot, circle around, right foot off the ground. Once again, circle around chair. Rising all the way up, take an exhale all the way down. Hands come to the mat, left foot steps back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands to the heart, we'll twist. This time left elbow crosses the right thigh and we twist to the right. Any variation of this twist that feels nice for you, that's where you should go. Unwind the twist. Hands to the mat, right leg to the sky behind you. Reach out through the toes. Push away from your hands. Stretch your legs straight and long. Knee under the body. Come forward, plank pose. And then right leg back into the air. This time rolling the hip open so the knee points to the sky. And then knee under the body again. Plank pose. Right leg back to the sky, walk hands to the left foot, standing splits. And then we'll walk hands forward. You can keep the right leg up or put it down, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog, right leg into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come down to the mat, and so does the back knee. Take the top of the foot onto the floor, and then hands to the heart. Once you feel grounded here, let your heart reach toward the sky a bit. Hands can stay here or they can reach up and back, curving into the back bend. And then hands down to the mat again. Curl the back toes under, pick the back knee up. Right leg to the sky behind you. Bring the right knee under, come forward, plank pose. Right leg back into the air, bend the knee, roll the knee, hips open, knee to the sky. Perhaps even looking up and through your arm to the ceiling. And then come around back to plank pose. Right leg to the sky, hands walk back to the left foot, standing splits. Walk the hands forward. Right leg in the sky or coming down, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale back, downward facing dog, right leg into the sky. Big step forward with the right foot. Plant the back foot flat, warrior two. Inhale, expand. Exhale, ground deeper, sink deeper. Little reach forward, turn the right hand over, reverse warrior. Bend the right arm, laid across the right thigh, left fingers to the sky, look upward, side angle pose. Find your depth, find your opening. Listen to your body, listen to the cadence of your breath. Circle the top arm to the back, brush against your back leg, point to the ground. And when you point straight ahead, straighten the right leg, find triangle pose. Stand right on top of your feet, and with a nice big inhale, expand into opening, into spaciousness. And then hands come down to the mat. Turn onto the back toes, send your right foot to the sky behind you. Reach out long through the leg, and then bend the knee, come forward, plank pose. Right leg again to the sky, knee pointing upwards as we roll open. Look up to the ceiling if you can. And then bring the right knee under again, come forward, plank pose. Right leg into the sky, walk hands back to the left foot. Standing split. And we'll walk our hands forward again. Leg up or down for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog, right leg in the sky. Let's take one last flow. Step the right foot forward. Walk your hands around to the long side of the mat. And then hands onto the thighs as you lift up to stand. Circle arms to the sky, turn toes to the edges of your, or the corners of your mat. And hands come down in the center and we sink down. Feel the grounding of your exhale here. Maybe make it a little longer and deeper. Rising up, turn toes to the long side of your mat. Again, hands behind the back. Fingers joining together, roll the shoulders back. As the heart lifts, feel the inhalation. Expanding, energizing. And then turn the hips as you fold forward. And drop hands down to the ground. Walking hands around to the front of the mat. Turn the feet so they're oriented forward. Step the back foot in a little if you'd like. Stand straight and tall for pyramid pose.
On straight legs, take hands to the hips. Tip the hips forward, extending into pyramid pose. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, deepen.
Hands drop down to the mat, back foot steps up to meet the front. Right hand around the left ankle, twist to the left, left arm to the sky. And then unwinding, twist to the other side, left hand takes the right ankle, right arm to the sky. Unwinding the twist, inhale, circle arms all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Step into the hip distance with your feet for the back bend. Hands make fists at your low back, and as we push down, we rise up. The heart lifts, the heart opens. Inhale, and exhale. Grounded and uplifted. And then rise up, take hands to the hips, pour the back bend now into a forward bend. The head, the hands hang down. From the uplifting, exhilarating energy of the back bend, now the calming, quieting energy of the forward bend. A union of opposites. Take hands onto the floor, walk or jump your feet back. And let's take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale and arch up.
And then exhale back, downward facing dog. Lay your knees to the mat now. Set hips into the heels. Return to child's pose and let's take a rest. Lay yourself down and be surrounded by the rhythm of your breath. Now begin to look toward the front of your mat. Set all 10 fingers down onto the ground, curl toes into the floor, and lift hips to the sky. And from downward facing dog, let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And take a nice long inhale all the way up.
And exhale, bring hands into your heart. Let's play with balance a little. We'll step into a balance flow that begins on the right foot and begins with tree pose. So imagine making roots with your right foot. And when you feel steady, take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Bring hands to the heart or reach them up into the sky. Start and stop again whenever you want to. Now point to the sky and then send the left leg behind you as we fly into warrior three. Extending. Now reach your arms toward the back and then bring the arms and the left knee forward. Arms reach up to the sky, left thigh comes parallel to the floor. You can straighten the left leg if you want to or keep it straight or keep it bent, but let's keep reaching to the sky. Grounded and uplifted. Step again onto 2 feet. Take a moment to move a little bit before the other side. And then let's plant the roots, tree pose, left foot on the mat, right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Send the right leg back now, fly into warrior three. Reaching arms back, slowly come forward with the right knee and the arms. Arms reaching to the sky, right knee lifting high, stand tall. Straight leg, bent knee, whatever you like. Grounded and uplifted. Inhaling and exhaling. And then step onto 2 feet. Nice little moment for movement. And then inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, fold all the way down. Hands come to the mat, feet walk back. Lay the knees down, hips to heels, come again to child's pose. This time we'll add a side bend to our child's pose. Walk your hands off to the right side of your mat. Hands back to center and off to the left side. And then hands come back to center. All 10 fingers push into the mat. We turn toes into the floor, hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Lay the left knee to the mat, and then slowly begin to shift your hips back as you straighten into the right leg. Some who are more flexible may take this all the way to a full split, but see where it feels right for your body. Close your eyes. Come fully into your experience. Now come back onto the right foot. Heel toe the right foot across to the left, and we'll enter pigeon pose. So lay the right knee down, pick the left knee up, deepen the stretch of the left side if you want to. Lift your heart up or lay it slowly down. Close your eyes, find the place where you feel the release in your right hip, and then settle in and just breathe. Let yourself become slightly hypnotized by that even cadence of your breath. Come back onto the hands now.
If you're laying on your back, taking that variation of pigeon, you can step back with us to pigeon pose. Curl your left toes under. Step back to downward facing dog. And then let's step our left foot forward. Right knee comes down to the mat. Lay the top of the right foot down. Shift the hips back, straighten the left leg. Going to the depth that's available for your body. A long, even inhale. A long, even exhale. And then come back onto your left foot. Heel toe your left foot across to the right for pigeon pose, or of course you can roll over on your back and take that variation. Pick up the right leg, stretch it deeper back if you want to. Heart lifted or lowered, find the pigeon pose that feels best for you and close your eyes and be there fully, mind, body, and spirit, present in every breath. And then hands onto the mat again. Curl the right toes under. Step back to our last downward facing dog. And then lay knees to the mat. Crisscross the ankles. Come over the tops of your feet. Stretch the legs forward. And with our nice open hips now, let's take a forward bend. Inhale, lifting arms and torso up toward the sky. And exhale, tip the hips forward and fold into a forward bend. Just to where it feels good. Walking hands up the legs now. Bend your knees. Lay yourself down onto the floor. Lay down onto your back. Take a moment to get centered and comfortable. Once you feel comfortable, take your hands on your knees. Spread your knees wide open, toes touching. Arms to the floor behind your head now. So coming to our center, reach arms to the sky, and then with that center strength, reach up and through your legs. And then come back down. Bring your knees back together so they're touching again now. Reach your arms up and using the obliques, let's reach over to the left side of our legs. And then back down again. Toes together but knees wide open as we come again to the center. And back down. Knees come to touch, and we reach to the right side. Come down, do the whole thing again. You don't need my guidance, you can guide yourself through. When you come the last time to the center, reach up and through, and then grab the outside edges of your feet. Lift your feet up as if they were walking across the ceiling, head on the mat, knees pointing to the sides of your rib cage. From here, extend your legs into a great big V. You can slip your hands to your inner thighs if it's not possible to hold your feet. And then hands shift around to the outsides of the knees as you draw knees together and rock yourself side to side. So now we're ready to step into inversions. So use the inversion of your choice, a shoulder stand or a bridge pose. If you're taking the shoulder stand, cautiously lift hips and legs up above your shoulders, hands supporting you. If you're taking a bridge pose, push both feet evenly into the ground as the hips lift up and off the mat. And then just feel that nice, even cadence of your breath. Now nice and slow, gentle, begin the descent back to the mat. Come down nice and slow, laying each vertebra on the ground tenderly. When you've come all the way down, hug your knees, and again rock side to side. Let's follow the inversions with fish pose. Set feet onto the ground, lift your hips up enough to slide your hands underneath, and then set your hips on top of your hands. Legs reach out straight, and we'll sit on our hands to tuck the elbows underneath our back. Lay your head back until your neck's wide open, and then roll your shoulders back and let your heart reach toward the sky. You can engage your legs and pull your hands toward your head to reach the heart up even higher. And then the head lifts, and we carefully lay the fish pose back to the ground. And then we can free our hands from underneath us. Reach your arms to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms away from your head, stretch out nice and long on the ground. And let's take our last twist. Reach down, catch the right knee, hug it in towards your body, and then cross it over you to the left as you turn your head to the right. Let this be less resistance and more receptivity. Drop the left hand to the floor, let that twist unroll. Realign yourself to the center of your mat, and let's stretch out long again. Extend the legs, reach the arms behind you, interlace the fingers, turning palms away. And then reach down and gather up the left leg. Cross it over to the right, head turning to the left. And the right hand releases, the twist unrolls. Find your way back to the center of the mat, and if you'd like to cover yourself with anything warm, you may. Lay down now for this final relaxation. Close your eyes and relax into the steady rhythm of your breath.
Inhale and exhale. During this junction of spring and summer, especially here in the Northwest, after our daily roulette of sun and rain, everything around us is green. Dark green, light green, every tint and shade exists in our landscape today. When you think about it, though, green is a combination of the colors yellow and blue, each of which brings its own unique energy to the overall feeling of the color green. Blue is known to exude calm and peace, while yellow radiates liveliness and high levels of energy. As a marriage between these two very different colors, green becomes a unifier of opposites, offering both the excitement of the yellow and the tranquility of the blue. It energizes the blue's passivity and soothes the yellow's intensity. It inspires us to be both active and peaceful at the same time. Look around and see the green around us. We're invited to shed our layers and open ourselves to the outside world like a fresh green shoot. Look at the green and let it balance your own energy so that we feel confident that growth is possible. We feel the energy to contribute to the process of growth and to nurture ourselves and to let go and to let nature do her work, while at the same time giving us the energy to do our own. Yellow and blue. Inhale and exhale. Grounding and uplifted. A union of opposites. Coming together as one. Use the last moments here to create a meaningful closure for your practice today. And when you've had the closure you want, then roll over onto your right side. Cradle yourself there in comfort for a few breaths. And then finally, ease your way back to where we began. Notice your breath, the even cadence of your inhalation and exhalation. And come to this full circle moment with gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. And then once again, we'll drop our head down, let it roll side to side. And finding our center once again, arms reach up to the sky with a nice big inhale. Hands come together. And first to our forehead, for unity in our thoughts today. to our lips for unity in our words and to our heart for unity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.